The Twins are in Texas to battle the Rangers in Arlington. Very comfortable conditions, as always, to watch the ball fly out. Kenny Vargas would take advantage. He's up top of the fourth inning with nobody on, a scoreless game, facing Andrew Cashner.
This one hit to right. It is up. It is back and gone. A home run for Kenny Vargas. And the Twins take the first lead. But he's in the lineup because of his power. My goodness.
We're just talking about Napoli, and he does not get cheated. Sano does not get cheated.
Runners now at first and third. And Buxton will bat, and he lashes one right center field. That's a base hit. There's his first RBI of the year.
So I can work on it right there.
And Gallo lifts one deep and gone. He hit one off to almost the same spot a few days ago. Pitch number 100 coming for Santana. That time he went, I think.
Yes, yep. He did.
One less inning the bullpen has to work. And it might be one of his best innings.
Polanco out. And a 1-2-3-7.
The Twins get more terrific pitching from starter Ervin Santana in an 8-1 victory over the Rangers on Tuesday in Arlington. Here's the reaction from manager Paul Molitor.
It was a nice game. We had a lot of base runners early. We didn't cash him in, but I thought we had good at-bats. We were aggressive on the bases. And then, Kenny kind of got us going and with a run. And, Miggy had a no-doubter there. And then we strung together some extra base hits. And, it was a good night for a lot of guys offensively. If a guy leading off an inning gets multiple RBIs in that inning, it's usually a sign of a pretty good inning. And Ervin was solid. He had to battle a little bit at times. He gave up the home run where I think he was trying to elevate a little bit, but did his job, and it was nice to have a little breathing room. We haven't had a lot of those kind of games, but it was good all around. Defense was good too. Castro, two really big plays on balls in the dirt. You get those outs when they're run scoring opportunities potentially. So those plays make a difference.
14 hits. Plus the walks. What did you like about the at-bats?
Well, his command wasn't particularly sharp early. We got the four-pitch walk, and Doe's got a good jump, but the catcher got a good pitch to handle, and made a good throw. And we still found a way to give ourselves an opportunity. We were making them work. He threw 90-plus pitches through four innings, and, that's a good sign that guys are having good at-bats.
Stop on Napoli and then the leaping catch at the end there.
Yeah, the bunt was the highlight for me of the three. We tried to back him off on the count, knowing Gomez's tendencies, and yet Gomez wisely somehow peripherally saw that he backed up and he tried to beat him. It's just amazing that that a man with that size has that quickness and ability to finish that play. The dive was, shows that he's working on his range. The line drive was, just a reactionary play. But he's been playing good. He's very engaged in the game. He's taking his at-bats night in and night out with some passion. He's getting rewarded. And, he's helping us both offensively and defensively.
What were you thinking after the first three innings when you had all those base runners that couldn't score, or were the fact that they were running the pitch count?
Yeah, it wasn't so much that, we didn't get a guy in from third with nobody outs. We didn't get the bases loaded until two outs there in the first, and, Castro hits a bullet up the middle, and they have him defended properly. So, I was pleased. It's disappointing that you can't put a number up, but, we're putting ourselves in a good position to eventually hopefully get to their bullpen. And before Miggy's home run, and they had to make a change, and we were ready for the next guy.
How encouraged were you, by the way, that Byron swung the bat tonight?
He had some great swings. We talk about it, the work that he's been doing and trying to get it to translate, he kind of fought that ball off the left field, but, the balls he hit to the right side, including the line drive out, I think he's been waiting to feel that. And you hope it's a sign of something good.
Santana improves to a Major League best 4-0, throwing 7 innings of one-run ball, and his Major League leading ERA is .77. Here is Santana after another fantastic start.
Feel a lot of confidence, fastball location, off speed, everything was good.
The one pitch, the home run, was that the only mistake you made in this game tonight?
I guess, yep. It was middle in, you know, and he's very aggressive, so he make a good contact. And as soon as he swing, I was like, give me another ball. give me another ball because I know that was going to be out.
That's a pretty good night, though, when you say you only made one mistake.
Of course. And especially the way we've been playing, you know, we do our defense and offense. Everything is clicking right now, so we just have to keep it up.
What do you think of Sano's defense tonight?
He make a good place down third base, you know, and it's good for our team, for him, to prove himself that he can play third base and all that, so it's good.
Molly said the highlight for him was that Gomez bunt play. Same for you?
Yes, because he was playing deep and he hustled and grabbed by the bare hand and throw. So that's a good play.
Miguel Sano goes 3-for-4, drives in a pair, including his fifth home run of the season, leading the Minnesota offense in an 8-1 win over the Rangers. Joey Gallo hit his seventh home run of the season for Texas, the fifth time he hit the first pitch of the at-bat for a home run this season.